The Greatest Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Summary from 4-Minute Books. Written by Maria Dayak and read to you by Andy Mayes. One-sentence summary. The Greatest Secret comes as a sequel to The Secret, which was a worldwide phenomenon when it first came out, and it presented the idea that one can change their own life by tapping into the universe's powers and asking for their wildest dreams to come true using the law of attraction. Favorite quote from the author. When you find yourself wanting love, know that it is like a lake looking for water. Rhonda Byrne. The Greatest Secret can be found in one simple sentence. You are awareness. Everything you've ever wanted is right in front of you if you dare to open your eyes to see it. Let go of unnecessary pain and suffering by understanding how thoughts materialize and what your brain feeds them. You are not your life story, your body, your profession, your mind, or whatever you're telling yourself. Truth is, you are energy in its pure, personal form, alive and conscious. You are awareness. Once you understand this, the material world will no longer affect you as it does now. You will also get a deeper sense of understanding of who you really are and what your purpose is. Here are the top 3 lessons from the book. 1. To tap into your awareness and understand what you are, you need to practice a simple exercise. 2. Our subconscious feeds our brain thoughts that are subjective to our understanding, so they're not always true. 3. Use awareness to break out of your negative thoughts and limiting beliefs. Awareness, beliefs, your mind and spirit, or consciousness. These are all abstract concepts to the modern person. If you want to understand them better, keep listening, as we'll explore the greatest secret in detail. Lesson 1. To understand awareness and yourself, use this enlightening exercise. It can be tough to understand the abstract concept of awareness. What does it even mean? You are surely aware right now, so isn't that enough? Well, real awareness goes deeper than that. It's about being in touch with your core essence, the one that is so personal to you and defines who you really are, even after death. The first step to becoming aware and tapping into your energy is to ask yourself, "Am I aware?" and look for the inner energy that shines through when you're trying to look for it. This is not an answer that your mind or logical reasoning can answer. It is an answer that you feel and explore. Once you know how to find your awareness, you must notice it. Your mind will slowly turn quiet as your higher being awakens. This is where you don't need to ask yourself if you're aware anymore, but rather feel it and experience it as many times as you can. During this stage, you feel peaceful and blessed. Thirdly, you need to practice staying in awareness. Here, you have to zoom out and stay in your quietness. No need to focus on your thoughts or give course to them. Be undisturbed, focused, and calm. Lesson 2. The product of your mind is not the reality you objectively live in. There is a fundamental difference between what you think really happens and what actually happens in the world around you. The Great Secret explains that your perception of reality is actually based on an interpretation of what your senses are telling you. Further in the thinking process, your brain records everything it sees and moves it into the subconscious. How your brain processes this information turns into your thoughts and belief system. So, what if your brain processed everything wrong? That means that you don't actually see reality. Rather, you see a version of it that has been filtered through the lens of your mind. This doesn't mean that what you see is false or unreal, but it is subjective. Therefore, next time you're replaying negative thoughts or limiting yourself, think about it this way. Instead of taking it for good, focus on your awareness and zoom out from the vicious cycle of negativity. Lesson 3. Awareness can help you get out of the negative veil your mind has built around you. Our thoughts create our reality. It says that there is no such thing as coincidence or luck, but instead, we attract things into our lives by what we think about. This is called the law of attraction, and it's been around since ancient times, but was recently rediscovered by Rhonda Byrne. While some fail miserably at everything they try to do, others seem to have figured out life itself and live in bliss. How do they do it? It's simple. They live in awareness, unapologetically and fearlessly. They live in their truth and know how to tap into their subconscious. The best cure for limiting beliefs is to prevent them from the beginning. Picture this. You hear everywhere that the only way to make it is to leave your home country. You tell it to yourself, you hear it all around, and soon it becomes a fact that you live with. However, it's only your subjectivity defining your world, but you still take the step even though you feel better at home. It goes the same with negative thoughts. Living in fear that something might happen or putting yourself down will only tell the universe to materialize it. You need to find the confidence to break out of the self-sabotage, and that's possible by awakening your higher being. The Greatest Secret Review. The author of The Greatest Secret and the best-selling book, The Secret, Rhonda Byrne, explains that thoughts are things and that you can change your life with positive thinking. In other words, if you think positively enough, you will be able to manifest all your dreams into reality. The same goes for negative thinking. If you tell yourself negative things and impose limits on yourself, your life will start going downwards. To break this flawed thinking system, you need to tap into your awareness, and that's exactly what this book teaches you how to do. Who would I recommend The Greatest Secret Summary to? The 30-year-old who has recently discovered their spiritual side. The 40-year-old who feels deeply unfulfilled internally and wants to turn their life around. Or the 38-year-old life coach who needs to lift their spirit too and deepen their knowledge in the field.